Once Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an invited Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam. When Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam started walking towards house of Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Uthman started walking behind Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam, and they started counting footsteps of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam. 1, 2, 3, 4. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam asked, "O Uthman, I'm just telling you a summary of this account. O Uthman, why are you counting my footsteps?" He radiallahu ta'ala and said, "I have a wish to free that many slaves as many steps you walk towards my house. I want to do this in honor of your arrival for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As coming to my house for meal, what a strange way to show respect, reverence in the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam. Subhanallah." And he radiallahu ta'ala unfreed that many slaves as many steps Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu was salam had walked towards his house. Okay, fine, that wonderful meal was over. Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem came home, but he was a bit sad. Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked, "You look a bit sad. What's the matter? Please tell me." Dear viewers, we are also invited for meals or weddings, and our family members also become sad after coming from any wedding or any party. And the reason they mention is, "Wow, what a great function they did. Arrangements were great. Very nice food was served. Now, we'll have to do the same or even better than them because we also possess some sort of status in society." But look at the reason of sadness of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala an mentions the reason of his sadness in these words that, "O Fatima, today Uthman radiallahu an has freed that many slaves in the path of Allah as many steps Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam walked towards his house. But my financial condition does not allow me to do the same, although I have that wish to do." Obviously, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was financially strong. What a beautiful reply Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha gave to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, "O Ali, do not be sad. Go and invite Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. Inshallah, arrangements will be made even better." Subhanallah. Mawla Ali went to the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, you are invited for a meal at my home." He alayhi salatu wassalam accepted that invitation and took a huge number of companions alayhim ridwan with him, and all started walking towards the house of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu also counted footsteps. Now what happened? When Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam came in the house, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha prostrates and makes dua in the court of Allah. She says, "O Allah, today your beloved has come to my house. His companions are also with him. I only have trust upon you, my Lord. O Allah, please do not embarrass me today and make food arrangements from unseen." Meaning there was nothing to eat at home. Guests have arrived, but apparently there is nothing to serve them. But Queen of Paradise is in sajda. Then what did she do? Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha put an empty pot on the stove. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, through the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that food pot was filled with food from unseen. Dear viewers, when that food was served on dining mat, companions alayhim ridwan were surprised to witness that beautiful smell and delicious food. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and said, "Do you know where did this food come from?" Companions of Prophet alayhim ridwan replied, "No, we don't know, O Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam." Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Allah has sent this food from paradise for us." This is how people ate the meal of paradise. But yet the wish of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was still there, which was to free the slaves equal to the number of footsteps of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam taken towards his house. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha went to sajda and started praying, "O Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, your bondman Uthman radiallahu anhu had freed slaves equal to the footsteps of your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam walked towards his house. Now for my sake, as many steps your Prophet has taken towards my house, free that many sinners from his ummah from the fire of hell." Subhanallah. Look at the prayer made by the blessed family of the Prophet. Even in this prayer, we sinners were remembered. Allahu Akbar. When Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha got free from making this dua, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brings glad tidings in the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu salam and says, O Prophet of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has accepted prayer of Fatima to Zahra radiyallahu anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted prayer of Fatima to Zahra in such a way that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has freed 1,000 sinners from fire of hell against every step you walked towards her house. What can you talk about the status of the family of Prophet? What can be said, O Raza, about that garden of blessings in which Zahra is the bud and Hassan and Hussein are the flowers?
Kya baat Raza se chamanistan kahi Zahra hai kani jise Sun.